Well, howdy, friends.
Hi, everybody. I'm sleepy today. I can't lie. I'm a little sleepy.
Yeah. Rachel's got her hair cut today.
I'm like, where is it?
It looks cute.
Thanks.
My name is Johnny.
And I'm Rach.
And this is
a Young Milk podcast.
Yeah. I wish, like, one day I want a band to be in the corner and be like, dun dun dun. And I'm like, yeah.
Right. Or like, what was that thing from iCarly? It'd be like, random dancing.
Oh,
or
yeah, like, we need like a button.
Like that, right. It's like, bah, bah, bah,
bah. Everything starts falling.
Right. I was thinking like confetti. But, like,
oh, yeah, that too.
Everything starts falling.
It's like an earthquake. Like,
anywho. We are back. Yep. I hair in my mouth. Sorry. Oh. Hold on. Oh, okay. Yeah, we are back.
What is that? What she says?
Toss.
Yes, toss toss.
Toss toss. This feels so weird doing this toss. It feels like there's nothing on my head.
Yeah. I'm not used to it.
I know.
What could she be?
You're gonna hear my entire house right now because it's earlier than usual.
Yeah.
It's 4 o'clock.
Yeah, we don't ever record this early.
Ever. We usually record like 6, 7.
Yeah,
maybe
everyone's
8.
Trying to go to bed. We're like, all right.
No, literally. We're like,
bright ass lights. And we're talking and laughing and we're loud as fuck.
I'm in here sounding like a bird, like with my lap.
Yeah.
It's just so loud. But yeah, now you're catching us at a time where everybody's up in the house and people are like getting home. And yeah, so.
It's fine.
It's fine.
We got our Olipop.
I have actually a single sip of Olipop. You can do the honors of doing the ASMR.
I'll crack it open.
Because Callie wanted mine early, so.
Okay. That wasn't as satisfying as I wanted it to be.
That was, like, nice and slow, though.
Yeah. It's fine.
Oh.
Olipop.
Olipop.
Back with our root beer.
Always. Classic. Yeah. I literally have this, and I have actual root beer over there. I didn't even realize.
Shh. Don't tell them. Don't tell them. You ain't even gotta tell them. Don't tell them.
Don't tell them. Don't tell them. Cheers.
How was your sip?
Warm. Is yours cold?
It's like, it's not warm.
I had them in the, I think, what happened? I think I took them out while we were setting up. I think that they were, like, really cold. They were in the fridge for a couple hours, but now I don't know why mine is so warm. Because it was open already.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mine's chilling.
Okay, good. As long as you're happy with that. Oh, there it is.
God bless.
Yes, ma'am.
32 episodes. We've talked about a lot of things. We're always trying to come up with new things to talk about.
Yeah.
Which is nice when, like, guests come on here, because then we can talk about them. We don't got to worry about us.
Like... You
there you go.
Like,
you take the stage. How about you? We're gonna ask you questions, and then that's it.
You got it. But I feel like a lot of the time, well, not a lot of the time, like half the time, it's kind of like random with us. We kind of just set the camera up, hit record, and we're like, all right, let's do it.
Most of the time, it's like things we see on like social media, or like something someone says to us, or like something we experience like that week.
Like, right, like stuff we're going through.
Yeah,
like or like similar things that we can relate.
Yeah. Yeah, like we're talking about today. I have a friend. Her name's Kemet. Shout out, Kemet. Love you. She does yoga. She does yoga instructing. She's very much into that, and I love that for her. I'm not. I wish I was, honestly.
I would love to try yoga. I don't know.
I did yoga once, and it was the hardest thing I've ever done in my entire life, and it was 15 minutes long, and I was like, why is this taking forever?
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, she posted on her story, she's always, like, sharing her personal life with, like, her yoga experience and everything like that, and she normally has, like, a routine. I don't know if anyone else works out, but, like, you know, you go in, you're like, all right, I'm gonna do this, 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 they, like, have a few things, and she normally does that, but she was saying, like, that day, specifically, something, like, made her not want to do her routine at all, and kind of just, like, feel her body out, and, like, feel what it needed, and for some reason that day... She felt like she needed to dance. And so she's, like, moving around and dancing. And she said she's not a dancer. Like, she doesn't even know how to really dance. But she just felt like that's what her body needed to, like, release that energy. Because that's really what yoga is. It's just a bunch of, like, energy release. And, like,
right.
You know. And I was like, that's really insane. And honestly, it made me think about just, like, the podcast itself and, like, how, you know, we all, like, go through life and we, like, have our routines and we have our kids and we do the same thing almost every single day. But you, like, feel that need for, like, change, but you don't do it. You kind of, like, resist that feeling a little bit because you're like, no, I have to do this. I have to stick to my schedule. Like, the kids need this. And, of course, they do. I don't know. It kind of just got me thinking about giving your body what it needs and giving your mind what it needs and how important that really is to live a life that feels a little bit more freeing, honestly. Because parenting and mothering, it is some type of restriction on your life, you know? You know, I think we talked a lot about, like, mental health on here and, like, doing things for yourself and choosing you. And, I mean, we talked about how hard that is to actually do that. But most of us, you know, we are kind of just stuck in our ways of just waking up, get ready, get the kids ready, you know, make breakfast, take them to school if you do that, take care of them all day, like, you know, do our things. And then it's like the end of the night comes and then it's like, all right, what am I going to do when my kid's asleep? You either go to sleep or you're scrolling on TikTok for like 3 hours and then you go to sleep and then you wake up and you do the whole thing over again. And then it's just the cycle of just like, and everyone, you know, you need that escape. But like I always say this too, I just really think that like spending time with you and like knowing what your body needs and knowing what your mind needs is really important. And that also takes a lot of practice, honestly.
Yeah.
Like it's very easy just to stick to your schedule.
Right. Because it's comfortable.
Yeah.
We talk about that a lot too. Like the feeling of being uncomfortable can be scary, but it's something that's very necessary in order for change to happen in your life. And, you know, I know I, for one, am, you know, somebody who has become like very routine based in a way, even though sometimes my schedule can be like kind of all over the place. But I often find myself like wanting to do something that's not in my schedule, like not in my routine. And, I think that's just like a human thing, you know, like, I feel like, I don't know, don't get me wrong. I feel like if routine is for you, it's for you, you know, every now and then, like, routine's good. Like, sometimes it's okay to, like, it might make you feel, like, more balanced in a way. But sometimes, like, you just really have to listen to your mind and your body. And, like, maybe it's telling you that you need to switch something up, do something different. Like, give yourself something new, even. And try something new. And I just feel like, I definitely have had those times where, like, I'm, like, okay, something needs to, like, change, or, like, I'm feeling, like, something transformative needs to happen, because when you start getting, like, in those cycles of, like, the same thing happening every day, it's kind of, it, like, messes with your mind a little bit, like, I don't know, I feel like sometimes it can, like, put me in, like, a little, like, a depressive state sometimes, like, I think I felt that the most, like, when I first had Callie, for sure, because I was, like, home with her every single day. Every single day. And it was like, I wasn't doing anything outside of motherhood. Like, you know, like I wasn't doing anything to like, I don't know, better myself, entertain myself, keep myself, my mind busy, or just something. And that definitely, like, when you get caught up in those cycles, it can be kind of like depressing, and like, especially when like you keep yourself isolated in that way. But yeah, I think it's really healthy to like, if you want to try something new or like switch up your day-to-day routine, or, you know, like do something that like is out of the ordinary, that's going to make you uncomfortable, that you've never done before. Like, I think those experiences help you grow. First of all, I was literally just talking about this today with my hairdresser. That's so crazy.
Were you?
Yeah. Not this exact thing, but this just reminded me what she had said to me. What did she say? She said this quote about growing pains. I forget what she said exactly. Fuck. I'm going to have to DM her and be like, bitch, what did you say earlier? Because I was like, oh my God, like, that's amazing. Something about growing pains. We were just talking about being uncomfortable and like, I think she was talking about, like, our signs. Mm-hmm. And I think she was trying to guess my sign. And I was just telling her, like, you know, what I do for work and how, like, my schedule's kind of all, like, crazy sometimes. And she was, like, she was saying, like, oh, and then I was, like, my man is a Gemini. And then she was, like, let me guess, you're the shy one. And I was, like, yeah. She was, like, yeah, but you like to do spontaneous things. I was, like, in a way. And then I think she was saying how, and I was telling her how, like, I'm, like, a completely different person from when, like, how I used to be when I was, like, younger, how, like, I really opened my shell, and she talked about how, like, being uncomfortable can help you grow in mm-hmm. that way, because you literally have to force yourself to be in those situations and those experiences in order to blossom. Mm-hmm. Like, because if you don't put yourself in those positions where you're feeling scared or, like, wait a minute, like, I've never done this before, like, I don't know what I'm doing. If you keep doing that, you're going to end up knowing exactly what to do. Mm-hmm. You know, it just kind of, that's how everything works in a way. That's how you're able to find yourself better. Oh, that's what she said. She said you can find yourself always in the uncomfortable situations. Like, that's, like, your true self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of, like, you're talking about before how, like, in the beginning stages of being a mother, how routine that is, like, we've talked about that so many times before. Mm. You know, that it's kind of expected, yeah. Honestly, as because, again, and you're talking about an uncomfortable situation, that's uncomfortable being a new parent when you've never had a child before. Mm-hmm. And even if you had children and you have a new child, like, it's still different.
Yeah, it's just like that is an uncomfortable situation that you eventually become comfortable with. And I think I've seen that a lot within, not even I think, I've seen it within the lives of people who I know who have kids, a lot of the time multiple kids, they kind of will talk to me about, like, hey, like, how did you get into photography? Or, like, how did you step outside of, like, the normal stuff? Like, they're kind of very curious because I'm also a mom. I don't have multiple kids, but I also make, you know, other things outside of my motherhood very prominent in my life and mm-hmm. important. And I get those questions a lot. And to me, it's like, oh, you got comfortable, you know, doing what you were doing, and now you feel comfortable enough to where you can be put in an uncomfortable situation. Now, you know, that's a whole journey in itself, figuring out what that looks like for them, because they have multiple children, and I don't know what that's like to balance out that life.
Yeah.
But I like to see that. I like to see people be like, okay, like, I'm a mom, but, like, I don't want to be just a mom. I want to do things outside of that. And yeah. We did talk about it last time, about how you don't have to be just a mother, how society views women as when they have kids to just be moms and that's it, and they can't do anything else, and they mm-hmm. have to be this type and whatever. And it's, like, stepping outside of that viewpoint, I don't know what I'm trying to say, like, that stereotypical idea of what a woman should look like,
right,
is uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're gonna have to not have your kids around all the time. Like, you're going to have to spend time away, you're going to have to get a babysitter, or, you know, you won't be fully as involved as you want to be. But it's like, you got to choose you too. And mm-hmm. sometimes we're talking about what the body needs, what the mind needs. Sometimes you need to do things for you,
yeah,
because this is also your life. We talked about that many times before too. Just because you had children doesn't mean that your life magically just disappeared into thin air.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you still matter. And we say that too, all the time. Like, there's so many things, like, throughout, you know, our past podcasts that kind of
pop back up.
Yeah, because it's still very valid.
Right. Like, very relevant always.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that I'm always passionate about this because I too am just always learning as we talk about these things. I'm also experiencing them as we go through, like, these episodes. I'm like, wow, I need that right now.
Right.
And we talk about it. I'm like, oh, I should listen to my own advice.
Yeah.
Hello.
Something about, like, your children crying. Like, every time, like, I'll be doing something and Callie starts crying, my brain, like, shuts down.
Yeah.
Is that just me?
No, like, that might just be, like, a response that we've developed.
It's so strange. Like, it's like, I'll be, like, talking to somebody or, like, in the middle of doing something, and then she starts, like, she gets upset, starts crying. It's like her cry makes me, like, completely wipe clean. I don't know what that is, and then all of a sudden I'm, like, shifted to her.
I just feel as though
and you should feel this way too, you should be able to provide what you need for you. And you know that, what that is more than anybody else. Whether that is anything that you want to do outside of motherhood. Outside of motherhood.
Motherhood.
Okay.
okay.
Or like how to be a better mom. Yeah. Or how to just like completely immerse yourself into that world. Like, it's really dependent on what you want to do. Like, if you feel like you want to do better at being a mother, you have time to do that. Your kid's still a kid. And even if they grew older and you still didn't do all the things you want to do, you can still do them.
Right.
Your kid might be 17. Take them to fucking Disney World. I don't know. Because you're like, I always wanted to do that, but I never could. Well, now you can.
Now you can.
And they can get all the rides.
Right.
And you don't have to hold their hand the whole time. Like, it's you know, it's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
You get to do it still.
I don't know, but speaking of that, I do feel like sometimes, like, as women and mothers, we forget that maybe we do sometimes need to take the time for ourselves out of our routine with our kids to be better mothers. I feel like that's a big thing, too. I mean, like, I feel like I definitely need those times always. Because, like, when you really immerse yourself in it, like, I had mentioned before being, like, consumed by motherhood. We talked about that a lot, too. Because it is something that really does take over your life completely. And it's like, you know, the life that you once had before becoming mother is kind of put to the back burner. And now you're here and you're, like, in a completely different space than you were before. And in order to, like, find yourself again, you really do need to make the time, if you can, to step away for a second and not saying not be present, but, like, do something for yourself, you know? Just, I think that's allowed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's so weird. I just feel like people, like, will try to shame women who, like you mentioned, like, they'll try to shame women who, like, aren't with their kids in that sense. Like, it's not like they're not, like, with them, like, they're not there, but, like, if you see a mom, like doing something other than being a mom, it's like they're like, what are you doing? Like, what? Like, I don't get that. I don't know.
Yeah, you're allowed to, like, at the end of the day, this is your life, and I said it before, I'll say it again. This is your life, and anything that anyone else has to say, think, or even just, you know, like, judge you for, that doesn't matter. Because they don't have to live your life. They don't have to walk in the shoes that you walk. They don't have to wake up and live and raise your children. They don't have to, you know, be in a relationship that you're with. Like, they are not in any of that shit. So, like, you know, if whatever you need, the whole point of this is to say, like, you are the priority. So pay attention to what your mind needs, what your body needs. Like, if you need rest, find time to rest. If you need to get away, who the fuck is calling me? Yo, spam risk is a every day. Do they blow up your phone?
Not blow up. No, oh, I get that maybe every once in a
no, couple. No, every day, multiple times a day. I'm over it.
Oh my lord.
But anyway, if you, like, I don't know, if you need a vacation, save up that money. Yeah. Go on that vacation. Stop putting it off and be like, oh, like, maybe, like, in 2 years from now or whatever. It's like, listen, you don't gotta go to Barbados. Just, like, you know, make a little beach trip with your family and right. Just, like,
even a staycation.
Yeah,
nice.
Staycation.
Like, booking a hotel that's, like, an hour away.
Right. Like going to a friend's house.
Like, yeah, that. Like, just going out to dinner for a couple hours. Yeah. Like, something.
It doesn't always have to be this extravagant thing, because I feel as though, like, through the... Oh, there's our timer. Okay. Keeping my thought.
That
thought being held. But, yeah, I feel like, you know, through, like, if you're someone who's heavily on social media and you see people live these extravagant lives and they're doing these crazy trips and, you know, they're bringing their kids with them and, like, it's, like, cross country with your children, road trip. Like, bitch, who the fuck? First of all, what?
No, yeah,
No, I mean, if you like to do that, period. Love that for you. Yeah. But you don't gotta do all that. You really don't. Like, it could be a simple thing. We say this all the time. Going to get a coffee. Going to, I don't know, I like window shopping. I can't lie to you. I get upset when I can't buy it, though.
I know. No, I know, me too.
I'm like, this is really cute. I'm like, does it fit in my purse?
Right. It doesn't fit in my purse. I'm crying. Yeah. You know. You know. time. JK, JK. I'm fucking dead. Heavy on getting the coffee, though. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. Like, when Callie was, like, a couple months old, that shit used to be my saving grace. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, Mom, Dad, Keena, somebody, I'm leaving. I'm gonna go to Starbucks. I'll be back. And then I'll be back. Like, I'll just sit in the car for, like, 30 minutes.
That's okay.
And I'll just be with myself, drinking my sweet treat, and that's it. Like, yeah. It, like, revived me in that moment. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, it's a break that you needed.
Literally, a little, like, shift from the routine. Like, something that, like, I'm craving. Mm-hmm. Like, you can crave coffee, you can crave time away, you can crave, I don't know, just shaking ass in the mirror. Right.
That's always the vibe.
No, literally that part.
Always.
But listen to it. Listen to it. Like a lot of the time, like, it's your mind will tell you, your body will tell you what you need.
Yeah. No, literally. I'm the type of person, though, and I talk about this all the time. I'm like, yeah, I talk to myself, and I have no shame in that. I feel like the other day, I actually think I got caught.
By who?
My father.
I'm crying.
I'm in the bathroom. Because I like to also, like, I don't know if it's manifesting or what it is, but I like to talk in a sense of, like, me in the future.
Yeah.
And so I'm, like, talking about stuff I'm doing now and how it would, like, affect me in the future and, like, how it would be, like, I have a good outcome. Mm-hmm. And so I'm in the bathroom just, like, putting on lotion and moisturizing and, like, yeah. You know. And I'm, like, talking to this imaginary crowd of people. Because I do that shit all the time. I don't care. Yeah. And, my dad definitely walked in the crib and I had no idea until I opened up the bathroom door and the front door is wide open and I hear the TV downstairs. I'm like,
Oh, so he just heard.
I have an audience. I do have an audience. He's listening.
Yeah.
And I just went downstairs and acted like it didn't happen. I was like, all right, I gotta go to work. Bye.
Maybe he thought you were on the phone.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. It definitely, the conversation did not seem like I was on the phone, but it's okay.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine.
But, sometimes, like, I'll be in my room, like, on my phone, and I'm like, I need to get the fuck up. And I'm like, literally, though, I'm like, what am I doing? Like, throw the phone. No, literally, I'm like, bro, there's laundry over here, like, get the fuck up, bitch. Like, yeah. You know, like, that's another thing, too. I feel like we avoid things in our lives, because it's like, I'm talking about laundry right now, but it could be anything else. We avoid things in our lives just because it's, like, inconvenient. Or, like, we just don't feel like doing it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know you gotta do it, bitch.
Yeah.
That shit been there for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That ass.
It'd be like that.
No, literally. And I'm just like, but it doesn't have to be about laundry. It could be about other things. But I'm just saying, like, you know, I feel as though we always know, like, subconsciously. It's like, oh, like, I should do this for myself. Like, I've been talking about going to the gym forever. Bitch, I have not gotten a gym membership yet. But it definitely crossed my mind a bunch within the past year. And then I was like, you know what? By the end of this month, I will have a gym membership again. I will be going. I don't know how consistent it is right now, but I just know, like, the first step is just going to get that gym membership. Because then I got to pay.
Yeah.
Then I got to put money out of my fucking bank account. I'm like, oh, now I got to do something about it.
Right. Now I actually have to make it worth it.
Yeah, like, I got to, like, not waste my time and my money.
But honestly, though, I feel like just doing that, like, that stuff, like, whether you're doing your laundry or you're going to the gym or, like, I don't know, anything that you want to do for yourself, it takes a lot of discipline, honestly, to think about. Like, I feel like people always say, like, discipline is, like, or self-discipline is, like, such a necessary thing to have because it really does teach you a lot about yourself. Because I know I've been trying to go to the gym for a long ass time, too. And, I mean, I did start, but then I fell off completely. Mm-hmm. I just feel like that pattern always happens, speaking of the gym. It's like, I'm on a roll, and then it just stops. Then I go again, and it just stops. And I'm like, ah. Like, it's just the discipline part. And it's, like, same with everything else. Like whether it's, like, your, I don't know, thoughts about your future, or, like, things that you want to get a start on now. And just, like, going through the process of, like, actually starting takes a lot of discipline, and that also kind of requires you to step out of your comfort zone in order to do that, because discipline hurts.
Yeah,
it does.
That's the thing, because people sometimes talk about, like, motivation. I don't think it's natural to always be motivated. Like,
like, no matter how much you love what you do or you love what's going on, like, there are days, bro, that you don't want to get out of bed, that you don't feel like getting in your car and going where you need to go, or having a phone call with somebody, yeah. like, you know, like, or answering an email. Like, everybody does has different jobs and stuff like that. Yeah. But there are definitely days that you don't feel like doing it, and you literally have to. So that's where, like, the motivation kind of goes out the window, the discipline got to kick in. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, and that is hard. Discipline's yeah. hard.
It's hard.
It's so difficult. And it's like, that starting point, yes, that's very difficult. Continuing to do it, that's a whole, like, lifestyle change, honestly. Because what do they say? It's like 30 days to, like, I always forget. Start a new habit, and it's like 90 days to make it part of, like, your routine.
Right, to keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
90 days?
3 months.
That's a long time if you think about it. When you're starting off something that you know you gotta do for, like, ever. If you want to do it forever.
That reminds me, do you ever see, like, those people talk about, like, the 75 hard?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm scared.
No. I'm like, no, well, you're right, that is hard.
Like, and that's...
you got it.
No, literally. I'm like, whoo! And then I saw, like, versions of, like, 75 medium, 75 soft. I'm like, maybe the soft one sounds good. Right. But still, it's, like, it's less than 90 days. And I'm, like, nervous whenever, like, that comes up. Because I, like, think about putting myself in that position. I'm like, maybe I could possibly do something like this. But then I'm, like, thinking about, again, my routine. How the fuck would I change up my schedule? But then I'm, like, but bitch, you can. Yeah. If you really put your mind to it, you could. Like, if you really said, no, I'm going to do this. Like, I'm just do it. You could. It's just that scary part of, like going past that, like, initial, like, I don't know, wall. Like, being like, ugh, like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, it's scary. It's scary. But that's with everything. Like, that's literally just with everything. And you literally just have to take that first baby step into it. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything is, what do they say? Like, all you have to see is the step in front of you. You don't have to see the full, like, staircase.
Mm-hmm.
You just see... You just gotta be where your feet are and move where your feet are going, and just, like, be aware that there are, it's very natural to also, like, step back sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's, especially when you're trying to do something new and you're trying to, like, build something into your life. Like, it's very natural for you to, like, have some times where, like, you just can't.
Yeah.
Life is still life. Things come up. Like, it's just, like, that's just a natural thing, you know? But you can always... You know, if it's not right now, maybe in a few hours. If it's not in a few hours, it's tomorrow. Like, tomorrow, for the most part, will always come until one day it doesn't. And that's kind of, like, my thing, too, though, is, like, when thinking about what do I need right now, I would just want my life to be about me, honestly. Yeah. And life doesn't last forever. None of us are going to last forever. And that's, you know... unfortunate and also beautiful at the same time. It's a bunch of different things at the same time, but like, why spend your life not doing things for you? Like, obviously we have priorities, we have things that we need to do, we have responsibilities, we have kids, you know, we have other things, like, aside from what we desire and what we need for ourselves. But it's like, why wouldn't you implement your needs? Because that's what we're talking about more in this, rather than just what your wants are. What do you need?
Right.
Like, implementing those needs into your life, because this is, again, your life. Like, you should be making that a part of your everyday, and at least trying to. And, you know, it doesn't have to be 75 hard, but shit, but, like you know, like, I used to have this thing where me and my friends had a YouTube group. I called them 3-a-days. I don't know if you remember this.
I do.
I was trying to get everyone motivated to, like, you know, do more things for themselves and, like, kind of just keep up and help themselves tomorrow, basically. That was always my thing, is, like, do something today to help yourself tomorrow. And 3-a-days is basically, like, 3 things that you can do throughout the day that can help you move forward in life. And it can be the simplest things ever, from folding your fucking laundry, like, to washing your car. Like, it seems silly, but think about it. How many times, even right now, bro, my car's a mess. Every time I get in my car, I'm like, damn, I need to wash this. And I don't do it. Yeah. And every single day I get in my car, I'm like, damn, I need to wash this. What if I went and washed my car right now? And I got in my car the next day, I'm like, damn, my car's clean.
Right.
I don't have to worry about this right now.
Just, like, an hour out of your day, maybe.
Like, obviously, eventually I'll have to do it again.
Right.
But it's, like, the thought, like, think about that, though. Like, you keep...
approaching things in your life, you're like, damn, I gotta do this. Fuck, I gotta do this. Fuck, I'm like, fuck, I'm like,
yeah,
I need to do this. And what if you actually did it? And then the next day you're like, oh my God, I did that.
I did it. Yeah.
What's next?
Right.
You know, like, just always trying to progress. And I don't even know what your goals are and what you want, but it's just, you should be able to define that for yourself, whether that is better health, a better mental state,
mm-hmm.
Better, like, motherhood, parenthood, better in your relationship,
yeah.
better in school, better at work, like, whatever that is, again, those steps, like, what can you do right now?
Right.
Like, that's always my thing, too. I always used to plan shit and have, like, this, like, too much, and it was overwhelming as fuck. I'm like, this is a lot for me to do to get to where I need to go.
Right.
So I started doing this thing. I'm like, what can I do today,
mm-hmm.
right now, when I don't have the money that I'm going to need, when I don't have the resources, when I don't have the time, what can I do right this second, right this moment that will help me get to that next level, that next step?
Right.
And that's just how you progress. That's how you learn. That's how you become more of yourself. Like, that's how you become more comfortable in the uncomfortability.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's hard, though.
It's always going to be hard. Like, nobody likes that feeling of it. Nobody
yeah.
likes that feeling of, like, the uncomfortableness, the vulnerability, the, like just the not knowing
mm-hmm.
what's next kind of thing. And, I don't know. I think it's just, like, I think it's just, like, a fear within everybody who doesn't really know what their life might look like in mm-hmm. the future. Or, like... Or like, how they're going to get to where they want to go. Like, I think that's just a very normal human thing to feel.
Absolutely.
Especially when you have, like, really big aspirations, you know? Because you're like, how am I going to do this? But little do you know, it's like, when you really start making the plans and prioritizing stuff for yourself, like, you can be fully capable of doing things that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
It takes a lot of patience.
A lot of patience. A lot of internal work. A lot of discipline, like you said. And yeah, I just think it's really all about, like, taking those baby steps and going day by day and doing things that you don't usually do for yourself and pushing yourself beyond your limit sometimes, because it's, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I have a bunch of things that I'm kind of in that beginning stage of, to be honest. Like, mm-hmm. I want a new car. And I kind of, like, determined this a couple weeks ago. I was like, I need a new car. I've never bought my own car. Any car I have has been handed down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never been a car that I actually wanted. It was the car that got me from A to B. And that's fine. And I'm never going to be ungrateful for that.
Right.
But I was like, I want to buy my own car.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking around, like, you know, for cars. Like, honestly, and I'm like, okay, well, how much do I have to, you know... Making those little steps, like, okay, how much a month do I have to, like, figure out how I'm gonna make this, and then,
mm-hmm.
so I can make payments and stuff like that, like, insurance, all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
making those little steps, but I'm gonna get myself a car.
Yeah.
I will get a car. The thing after that, an apartment. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I'm going to move out, and that is one of the things I think about almost every fucking day, because
yeah.
it's just me. I don't have a partner, and I have a son, and I'm like... Everything's expensive, and
mm-hmm.
having roommates, housemates is, like, very in between, so I'm like, who wants to live with a little boy who runs around and doesn't shut the fuck up? Like, you know what I mean? So it's, like, I'm in a weird state. I don't plan on getting married anytime soon, so it's, like, all right, well, you know, so it's, like, something I worry about a lot, but I'm not also... ready, I don't think, to, like, fully make that step. I know if I, like, pushed it, like, I could do it, but I don't think I would be able to do a lot of other things that I'm also working on right now. I talked about
yeah.
it last time, like, you know, I'm getting into my artistry and, like, my music career, and, like, that, I want that to be, like, my world right now, honestly, and so I'm kind of, like, pushing those other things that I want kind of out the way, because I'm, like, out of everything, I want this. Like, I don't know. It's, like, I pushed this away for so long. Again, that thing, that laundry in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I want to do that, but, like, I'm scared. Oh, I want to do that, but, like, what if it doesn't work out? Oh, but, like, what if people judge me? Like, what if they don't like me? Oh, what if I just look stupid?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care anymore. I don't care. I've gotten to that point where I do not care.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, shit. Everything that I literally was, like, eating me alive is out the fucking window now. I'm like, okay, well, now... here I am, like, you know, and I'm making steps, and I'm doing it step by step, and I have so many things I want to do, but I'm taking it as it comes. I'm like, all right, planning this out. All right, how can I do, you know, it's happening. It's happening right now before your eyes. You don't even fucking know. Like,
no, literally. And you're always, like, your time will come for when you are ready for those moments. You know what I mean? Like, and that's for everything. Like, the car, the apartment, the career, you will have your shining moment when it's ready for you and when you are ready for it. Mm-hmm. And, but again, it's not like it's just going to come out of like a gust of wind. Like, like you have to like fight for it.
Yeah.
It's a fight. Mm-hmm. Literally. Like yes, it may be your destiny, but it's also the fight.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we talked about manifestation before, and we're true believers in that. If mm-hmm. you're not, that's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people don't realize when you're manifesting, you also need to put in that work. Mm-hmm. And like, I've seen it even with your life. Like, you know, we talked about it before, and our first YouTube video we ever put out, Rachel was like, I want to be a model. And this is before she was modeling. This is before you're even taking pictures. Like, this was before she was in front of a camera.
Yeah.
Like, but she was like, I'm gonna model. And
yeah,
here she is. Like, doing it.
Here I am, 5 years later.
With a child.
Yeah. I found out I was pregnant 6 months after getting signed to my first ever agency. And that shit felt like, I didn't even know what to feel. And for my luck, I had some really good agents who fully supported me, and I was able to still, like, you know, work some really cool jobs while I was pregnant. Like, I literally worked Savage Fenty for the first time, 6 months pregnant. They mm-hmm. had no idea. And I know, right? And I don't know, I think ever since then, I just continued to manifest my life and my career and what I want for myself, and I still do so to this day. And I feel like the universe always shows me signs every single day that stuff is in the making, stuff is in the works, and that's what I pray on and rely on, but I also work mm-hmm. for it, you know. And that might mean doing things like stepping out of my comfort zone for things that maybe I'm not, you know, used to doing. And that even just reminds me of, like, way back when I first started, like, traveling for work. Like, I had never traveled alone by myself before, ever. And all of a sudden, I was doing it, traveling by myself, and, like, I left the country by myself. And I did it, and I was really scared, but then I did it. And I think, you know, that those just served as, like, reminders to myself of, like, you can literally do anything you put your mind to. And, yeah, I just always think about those moments because every time, like, something pops up again where I'm, like, I'm nervous, like, I'm scared. I'm, like, bitch, you did this before. Mm-hmm. And you're going to do it again.
Right.
And it's just, like, that cycle that continues to happen. So that's something that I always try to, like, express gratitude for, because I think it's really important to always express gratitude in that way, because the universe is always listening. Mm-hmm. God is always listening.
Yes.
And, yeah. Yeah. It's, I don't know, the fact that I literally remember, not when I was in this room, but when I was in my old room, and it was when I had first gotten into, like, I guess, like, spirituality and, looking into, like, what manifestations, like, really meant, and, like, how to do them, and, like, how to speak things into existence, because prior to that, this had to be, like, 2019, I never knew what that shit was, mm-hmm. ever. And I remember, like, I went and I did some research, and I got myself some, like, I got myself, like, journals, and I got myself crystals, and I still have my sage. Actually, that's a new sage, but I got sage. And I remember at the time I, like, wasn't signed, but I was journaling, like, every day, and I would sit and, like, hold my crystals and, like, do all the things, like with my sage in my room. And literally as I was, like, putting the sage around my room, speaking, like, affirmations into the air, manifestations, like, open all the windows, clear all of the negative energy out, and bring all of the positive energy in. And it's, like, literally shit started coming to fruition. Mm-hmm. And I still do it. Yeah. I still do it. And it's, like, you know, even in, like, the, like, I feel like something that I learned over the past couple years, it's, like, out of all of the, like, amazing things that have happened, life will still life. Like, you're going to go through seasons and, you know, nothing's going to be, like, up here all the time. You're going to have your lows still. Like, it's not going to be, like, you know, it's not going to be all rainbows and sunshine all the time. And I kind of told myself, like, even in, like, the down seasons, like, even while I have manifested the things that I wanted for myself, even in my low seasons to this day, like, I have to continue to do so and, you know, still work for what I want and still fight for what I want. And I feel like it really, like, taught me, like, how to, like, be okay being in those, like, uncomfortable seasons and, like, how do I just, like, be okay, like, with myself in that time, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know. did that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel like, before, just comparing it to, like, other times in my life, like, I would kind of just find myself, like, overthinking a lot and, like, not being okay with myself in those times. But now, I'm like, you're literally capable of anything that you want in this mm-hmm. life. Like, I always try to remind myself of that. So, yeah.
No, the seasons are so real. I mm-hmm. definitely go through times where, like, I feel uneasy mm-hmm. with, like, you know, you kind of go through the motions and, like, everything is just how it normally is. But I don't know, I have moments sometimes where I'm like, this isn't right.
Something's
telling me, like, this is not, and I get anxiety from it, I'm not gonna hold you, I have a lot of anxiety. Mm-hmm. But I think, I said this a while ago, I was like, I'm blessed to have anxiety sometimes because I feel as though it always tells me things that, like, I'm too, like
you're not
distracted to not notice. Mm. And so I get really anxious sometimes when life is really still because I'm like, mm-mm, you have to do more.
Right.
And that's not like a thing of like judging myself or anything like that. It's just like, this isn't it.
Yeah.
This isn't it.
Yeah.
And like, there's nothing wrong with that. It's also like when I'm in those places, I'm like, what do I do? All right, this isn't it. What the fuck do I do? Right. And I feel like right now, specifically in my life, which is why, like, this conversation is great, I'm stepping over so many walls, like, breaking down so many barriers that I built. I built them myself. I will not lie to you. I built those myself. Like, mm-hmm. I put myself in a box for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I genuinely feel that shift. Like, I feel that energy. Like, you talking about, like, the
we
energy.
We were just talking about it earlier on the phone.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. Like, bro, I feel that energy so, like, intensely. So, like, right before this happened, though, like, when I was about to make this shift, I was scared. Like, I would verbally say it out loud. I'm like, I'm scared. And that scared turned into, like, excitement now. Like, now I'm, like, really excited to, like, experience the uncomfortable.
Yeah, right? That's a big thing, too. I remember, like, being scared in those moments, but you're so right. Like, now, when those uncomfortable moments are approaching, like let's fucking do
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the way our bodies are conditioned to, like, our environment and, like, opportunity and just life. Like, the way we're able to just, like, kind of roll with the punches, be like, okay, like, I'm ready for it. Like, right. I don't know. It's kind of like a thing too with like energy is like willing to accept what's coming for you.
Yeah.
And what that comes with. And we don't know what that is because it is new. It is uncomfortable and it's just something that we don't know yet. So it's like, but that mindset shift of, that just makes sense. That mindset shift.
No, you're
that mindset shift of being like, I'm okay with this. Mm-hmm. Bring it on.
Bring it on. Literally.
And that, like, I don't know if this relates to you at all, but hopefully it does. Like, for me, I'm talking about music. For you, I know you're talking about modeling.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it don't have to be these things. I think a really good thing to remind yourself, too, is, like, when you're doing things that you need to do or you feel like are calling you, as much as it's gonna change your life and make you feel better, like, you're going to be so proud of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a big thing, too. Like, I think being proud of you is honestly an underrated thing that I don't know a lot of people talk about, like, how proud you should just be of yourself for, first of all, getting past what you were going through. If you're unhappy in that or you felt like things needed to change, like, you still lived in that, you still experienced it, and you still did what you had to do.
But getting to that next step and doing whatever else that you need for you or your mind and your body, you should be proud of yourself for even doing that. Like, yeah. Stepping into that new world, that new life for you, because that's a huge thing. And it's essentially just changing the rest of your life, the rest of the people around you and their lives. And, you know, you can talk about your experience and change other people. And, you know, it's, there's so many things that could be an outcome of you just doing you, what you were truly meant to do. Mm-hmm. And you know what that is for you.
Mm-hmm. And that, again, will take you having to uncover stuff about yourself that maybe you've never seen before. Mm-hmm. And digging deep into yourself and finding things that you never knew were there. And, you know, it's really just a whole process in itself, just of finding yourself and finding, like, the true you, you know, mm-hmm. who you really are, who you really want to be. And that just, it just takes a big fight. It does. It takes a big fight with yourself. It takes a big fight with the world, with, you know, I don't want to say with other people, but, you know, of course, it's, like, the outside noise, opinions, and just talk, and yeah. That's just life, and we always say, especially now with, like, the phones and social media, like, there's a lot of outside noise happening when you're trying to, like, do something for yourself, but, I don't know, I sometimes find myself, like, being grateful for it, though, like, in some moments, because, like, social media has really allowed me to have support from people that I don't even know.
Right.
Like, I'm like, I love that so much.
Honestly.
Like, all the Instagram besties and TikTok besties. Yeah. I'm like, I don't even know who you are, but I love you.
Honestly, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, so this is pertaining to music, but it's something that I did recently. I basically put out a video saying, if you follow me, I want to get to know you better. And the best way to do that for me was I would make a song for them. And I was like, you got to follow me, leave your name. Because, you know, everyone has usernames and you never know their actual name. I was like, I want to know who I'm talking to. It's really, I'm not even going to put their name in the song. I just want to know who they are.
Right.
And to express to me, like, what they're going through in their life right now. And a lot of people are going through loss, breakups, finding themselves, just, you know, getting older. Like, it was just like a bunch of different things coming from all different people, and how much, like, it was just crazy how much we can relate, honestly. You know, the judgment and everything like that is all we see, and we're constantly comparing ourselves, but we're so alike. Like, we all go through very similar experiences. It might not be the same exact situation, but what we feel, it's not a rare thing, you know? Yeah. And I've been able to, you know, connect with more people and know more about their lives rather than just like, oh yeah, baddie, like, you look good. Like, yeah. You know how, you know, I'll be in, like, comments and stuff? Like, getting to know, like, their real situation and not just this facade that we all tend to put out. I mean, I try not to. I try to be my truest self online, especially now, within the past few months. But still, again, not everyone knows every single thing.
Right.
Social media can be a very beautiful place. There are times, though, like, I definitely feel like I'm like, okay, like,
no, I know,
I just can't right now.
Especially with them recent events.
Yeah, no, it's like that. It's that, or just, like, you know, we naturally compare ourselves, and we compare ourselves to people in different points of their lives, like, compared to ours, and it's like, yeah. I can't do this right now, because I'm just gonna, like, fill my mind with things I don't need at the moment, like, that aren't going to serve me in the way that I need them to. And
right, and
that's another thing, like, listening to what my mind needs, honestly. I'm like, I need a break. I need to not look at this right now. I need to just be with me.
Yeah, because it can be so many things at once. And sometimes it's like, you want to pick it up for the better of yourself. Sometimes you need to put it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's just, like you said, listening to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also wanted to mention how, like, changing up your life, I said it before, how it can, like, bring so many things, but it can also, like, for example, my friend, her name's Dana, she had put on her story, like, her close friends, she was like, I want to have, like, brunches and stuff, but I don't really have friends, and and I just don't feel like people are going to come. And I instantly replied. I was like, I'll come. Mm-hmm. I'll join you. Even if it's just us two, I don't care. And I guess a bunch of people said the same thing. And she was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. She had the thought and she was like, she really wanted it for herself. But now she's like bringing people together and like she's having, you know, she's planning and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, imagine she didn't do that. And she just like sat with that. And she was like, you know, I want to do this, but like, I just don't know. Like, I don't know if I should do that. But now she's going to have a whole event at her house and, you know, mm-hmm. girls are going to come together and like talk and just be ourselves and have this memory as well, like building a memory with people outside of herself. Mm-hmm. And like, I mean, this is just that instance, but I'm like, again, from what we said in the beginning, your body, your mind, like everything that it wants, it will call you and it will literally be knocking at your door until you fucking answer that shit. Like, yeah. Every single day, all you're gonna hear is knocking. In your sleep, knocking. Like, in your dreams, knocking. Mm-hmm. Like, you will, like, hear that shit in the back of your mind. You're like, bro, who the fuck is there? Like, who are you?
It won't leave you alone.
No, literally.
If it's really meant for you, it won't leave you alone.
It will not leave your mind.
Literally. I actually think I literally have something on my screensaver that I've had on here for a long time. Where is it? Yeah, I've had this here forever, but it says, If you can't stop thinking about it, don't stop working for it.
That one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's, like, it's, and if you've been that experience, which you probably have, there's definitely been moments in your life where you're like, bro, what is this? Like, why do I feel like I need to do this? Like, mm-hmm. like it'll call you and it won't stop saying your name until you answer.
That's why people call it a calling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like when your kid's like, mommy, 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 mommy. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Now look at this. I'm like, all right, bro. All
right. Like, well, wait, that's actually really nice. That's how it be.
Wait. No, literally. I actually like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be like that.
That's life. That's the universe calling out to you. Being like, yo, you're no, literally, you're ski.
Kind of like fish butt.
No, literally. But it's gonna do that. It won't leave you alone. Mm-hmm. And there has to be a point where you listen, honestly.
Yeah. Even if it's taking that little baby step. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be anything major. Like, just listen to it and go with it. Go with the flow. Like, feel it out. Ease into it. Don't get yourself all worked up.
Right. Yeah, like, you have to stay calm, patient, collected, like,
give
yourself grace through all of it, like,
always.
You don't know what the fuck you're doing, and that's okay.
Yeah. Now, at times, like we said, seasons, mm-hmm. it's not always gonna be cool, calm, collected. It's not.
No.
There are gonna be storms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You better hide.
But life be lifing.
Yeah.
Always. Like, it's just, that's just what it is. It's the human experience. It's womanhood. It's motherhood. It's everything combined. That's just, you know, we're here to experience those things and, you know, and that's how we're all in the same in that way. And yeah. And we're here to get through it and, mm-hmm. and get through it in order to be something greater for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's so many resources too, like other people who do what you do already. Send a DM asking some questions. That don't hurt nobody. Like, I've definitely, recently, I think Angela, she follows us on TikTok, she reached out and she was like, hey, like, what do you record on? Like, because she's trying to, like, you know, take her podcast more seriously. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, well, like, I told her, I'm like, she's trying to, like, do stuff people, like, from a distance. I was like, we never done that, but, like, my tip is maybe have them record on their phone and then you record and then you just have them send you over the audio and then you just match it up.
Yeah.
See, I don't even know how to do that yet. And I'm like, here's my thought. Yeah. I think this would work.
Yeah.
You know, it's the simplest things, like literally a DM asking someone like, how'd you get into this? Yeah. How'd you start this? Or watching like I said, for example, what I want to do, what is I want to make music and I'll be successful at it. I watched that Lizzo interview that she did with Gilly the Kid like recently on YouTube. She talked about, like, how, if she could start over, how she would do it right now. I'm like, I'm up. I'm woke. I'm taking notes. Because I'm like, I hear you. Like, you are successful. You already do what I want to do. I'm going to listen to you. Mm-hmm. I don't want to listen to the random people on Instagram comments be like, oh, TikTok sucks. That doesn't work.
Right. Hello.
Who are you?
Right.
You have 200 followers and you don't even have a fucking, you don't even have a profile picture. Like, right. Of course it's not working for you.
I don't know.
What the hell?
People and their silly opinions.
Right. And I'm like, I'm not going to listen to nobody when somebody's over here spitting facts, spitting free game.
That, bro, that part. Like, somebody in a position where, like, you want to find yourself one day.
Yeah.
Or something similar to it. Yeah.
Like, there are so many things. Even if you don't want to talk about it, YouTube University.
Oh my god.
YouTube University.
Bro, everything, honestly, on the phone.
Yes, everything's so accessible.
You can network, you can look stuff up, like it's,
I mean. Take classes.
Literally, that's how, like, when I first started modeling, I, you know, wasn't really aware of the idea of, like, plus size modeling ever until I started seeing models that were similar to my body shape, and I was like, wait a minute, what's this? Mm-hmm. And then I started... Literally, and this is, like, the whole thing about a calling, I just, in my mind, started picturing myself doing those things mm-hmm. randomly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because, you know, younger me, like, I, like, again, very insecure, I've said this, very insecure, I didn't think I was pretty, like, I didn't think I was, like, nice looking at any point, like, to be a model, though. Like, 12-year-old me would have been like, bitch, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, literally what are you talking about? So it's like, for some reason, when I started seeing those other women do those things, I started, for some reason, putting myself in their shoes. And all of a sudden, the thought literally became a reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, like, okay, then maybe, oh, sir.
This hasn't happened in a long time.
I know!
This just brought me back to, like, I don't know, like, 10 episodes ago or something.
Literally, or no, this was, like, us when we first started.
No, literally.
But, like,
oh, and then we're in the dark.
No! Bro, if y'all scroll back to, like, our first videos, it's so dark.
You're like turn the brightness up on
literally,
your phone.
Literally, literally. No, let me just edit this for y'all real quick. Turn the brightness up. I feel like this was, like, a really good conversation.
Honestly.
Like.
One that we haven't had. Yeah. Involved a lot of things we talked about, but new.
Yeah, new still and improved.
New. Yeah.
Yeah. I always like reflecting and, like, bringing up, like, past topics that, like, are relevant to what we're talking about now. Because everything's connected in that way.
Is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, as we grow older, shit, you about to, you know, what, I'm 27 now, you about to be 27 very soon.
Mm-hmm.
My kid just turned 5.
Yeah. Callie's 3.5, but she'll be 4 in January.
Yeah, like, yeah. Time's moving.
It really is.
Time is moving.
I just cannot believe that Romeo was 5. Like, what? Like, you gave birth 5 years ago.
5 years ago. It means I was pregnant 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Like,
6 years. Like, what?
Time.
I don't just even be know. Moving. I don't know. It's so strange.
It's weird, though, because, like, it's been 5 years. Doesn't feel like that long at all.
Yeah.
Clearly, I have this big-ass boy, but it's... It's weird because I just feel like I'm just getting here, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Like, I think I reposted something on the podcast page. They were saying how, like, you know how, like, your body takes time to recover? They were saying, like, your mental state doesn't recover for 6 years.
That's crazy.
I'm like, honestly, I see that. Like,
I can see it too.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm experiencing that. Like, I feel as though, like we're talking about throughout this entire thing. I feel like I'm finally stepping into me.
Yeah.
Like, I've been a mom for several years now, and I feel like now, like, I'm like, I need what I need for myself.
Right,
like, I genuinely need it. Like, I've talked about it for the past 3-4 years,
mm-hmm.
but, like, I don't know, my mind literally is, like, ready.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to listen. I'm like, listen, girl, you're in control here. I think, I journal a lot. I actually just got a new journal because mine's almost full. I've been journaling in that journal since the end of 2022.
Wow.
Which is so many different versions of me within that past.
Right.
Within those years, honestly.
In one book.
Yeah. Like, so many things that I went through. And I just got a new journal. And the other one had flowers on it because I wanted to be growth. Very much what happened within those years. The journal that I just got, in the front of it, it's beautiful, like, painting. But there's a bridge on it.
And, like, when I got it, I was like, oh, I just like this. And I took it home and I was looking at it and I was like, stop. Am I about to cross over this bridge? Right. Like, I don't know. I almost got, like, emotional thinking about it because I'm like, wow, like, I did the growing and now it's time for me to, like, move on from all that.
Right. Crossing over the bridge.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, that is so metaphorical and so true. And I feel it. I literally, like, feel it, like, in my energy. And every day that I wake up, I'm like, okay. Like, I feel like, yeah. like, the past few years, I would wake up and I'd just be like, okay, like, gotta do this, like, you know, just for the sake of just surviving.
Yeah,
But now I'm like, nope, gotta get up, gotta do this. Like, I literally don't even really spend that much time on my phone in the morning. I do tend to roll over. I'm like, all right, who the fuck? Who texted me? Most of the time, Kenan's calling me.
Yeah.
But, now I'm just like, nope, time to start my day. Like, time to actually do something before I go to work or before I have to do something later. Like, I'm like, I'm going to be productive, like, today because I need it. Because I know what it's like to not do that. I know what it's like to sit down and just kind of be in what I'm feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, but you were able to experience that, and then now you're, like, you can reflect on it. Yeah.
I'm always reflecting. Reflecting's such a huge, important part of growth. We talked about that in, like, the beginning of this year, I think. It was, like,
reflection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly doing it. I actually went back to a journal entry from last year at this time. I journaled a year apart. I don't always journal every day. I just happened to be, like, that day I journaled, and then I journaled on the same day a year later. And it is, bro, when I tell you, like, I was getting, like, kind of, like, weirded out because I was writing everything that I'm literally doing right now. Like, it's weird. Like, it's, like, it is really weird. It didn't have to be that specific. It was. I was like, what is going on? Like, it took me a year to, like, get what I was manifesting. But I'm like, okay, so what about all the other things that I wrote? Because shit. Like, I'm like, at the time, I was like, I thought I was ready. And I had that thing in my mind, again, constantly at that door, knocking, letting me know, hey, you need to do this. Right. You need to do this. And then, like, a year later, I'm like, oh, I'm doing this. Yeah, I don't know. I think you should always just stay true to your core.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Like, really, like, tap in. Like, honestly, lock in with you. Because you know what you need. Mm-hmm. You really do. And if there's a lot of people out here who are like, I don't know what to do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You should find it. It's in you already.
Right. You need to listen.
Yeah.
Like, there's no mystery behind it. To know how to do it, yes, that's something that you are going to have to figure out. But you know what you want. You know what you need.
Exactly.
So feed that need.
Yes. Feed the
need. It's hungry.
I think it's so funny how, like, earlier on the phone we were talking about, like, how, like, 27 is such a big year for a lot of people and how they'd say it's your Saturn return and, like, a lot of change is supposed to happen. It's, like, a very transformative process. And how I was telling you that I've been feeling, like, the brink of it. Like, I've been feeling, like, things are changing and things are transforming in front of my eyes. Like, even if I don't physically see them right now, I just feel it inside of me. And that's, like, bound to happen. Yeah. And I don't know. I just think, you know, talking about all of this now here, it's, like, it's almost like we were supposed to be talking about this today. Yeah.
Like, I always end my journal entries with, I write everything that I want, everything that I'm going to do, and all that stuff. And I always say, but it's already written in the stars. Like, it's already meant to happen. It's going to happen. So everything that I'm worrying about or I'm thinking that I want or, like, I need, I'm like, listen, that's just what I need. I already know you got me. I'm always saying that too. I always end it with that as well. I know that God got me, the universe, my brother, and my angels. They always got me. I'm always being led by them. They're always holding my hand as I go through life. Like, I know that I'm not alone, even in the times where I'm, like, feeling that way. I'm like, I am not alone in my journey. And I know that there is a higher power that is helping me and guiding me along in everything that I'm doing, so I don't even have to worry.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. Yeah, why worry when you're, like, divinely protected?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is something that I always used to pray for and journal about as well years ago. I was like, I want to be divinely aligned.
Yes.
And because I didn't even know what the fuck that was. I had to look it up. I had to go on YouTube. I had to, like,
figure it out by like researching it. And I was like, that's what I want. And I was not at the time, but I literally talked about it and wrote about it for years until things happened in my life. When then I was like, wait, is this what this is? And mm-hmm. It became scary. Yeah. Yeah. It became like really scary. And I was like, this is uncomfortable and weird, but like I asked for this. So exactly. Thank you.
So thank you. Question mark. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Speaking about like the journal entries, I usually end mine with like, thank you, universe. Like mm-hmm. even if it's like something that hasn't happened yet, mm-hmm. just again, expressing gratitude for everything that is happening and is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And always end with the, I love you.
Yes. That part too.
Always end with I love you because you should love you.
You should love you always. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's always you at the end of the day. We always say that. Like mm-hmm. you're like at the end of every day, you're with yourself. Like mm-hmm. this is what you have. It's your mind, your soul, your body. Like you need to take care of it. You mm-hmm. need to like nurture it. Give it what it wants.
Yes.
Hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
The whole point of this.
Literally all of it. All of it. Yeah.
And that's a good place for us to
wrap.
Wrap it up.
I think that was a good ending.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for watching and listening.
Yes. We love y'all so much, honestly.
We really do. Episode I love doing 32, this. Like, what?
I know. Really in the midst of us talking, I was like, wow.
We're doing this.
I know.
It's
I love
cool.
that.
Yeah.
Because it was scary even getting into this.
It was. Girl, with my social anxiety, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing up
right.
here?
And you had, like, Callie was, like, 3 months old or some shit. Like, she was young.
I was in the midst of postpartum. Like, yeah. And then here I am now. It's been, what, how long? Like, over 2 years, right? You've been doing this?
Yeah.
Three? Because Callie was 3 months.
I'm gonna throw up.
Bro, and she's three and a half now.
Yeah.
It's been over 3 years.
Crazy.
Yeah. Thank you guys for being here.
Honestly.
Yeah. Seeing our growth.
Hopefully. I hope y'all are growing with us.
Right. We always hope you guys are doing well and taking care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Doing what you have to do for you.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
We're here for y'all. I mean, for ourselves, too. Shit, I'm gonna lie to you. I need this.
I be listening to this back, too. I'm like, yup.
Yeah. Even though I edited it, like, and I'm, like, the one that's already heard it a million times, I'm like, I'm gonna go on the app.
No, literally.
I'm gonna go listen to this, like, with everyone else.
Literally. When I'm in my car rides, I think I said it before, like, I just turn that shit on. Because, like, we be talking some shit. No, like, real shit. And I'm like, wait, I said that? She said that?
Right.
Yeah.
Listen to her.
I know.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's, like, part of, like, if I have an early shift for work, that's what I'm putting on. I don't even want to put on music. I'm like, I'm going to listen to us talk.
I know.
We're funny. I don't know if that's conceited or just like, I think we're the shit.
I think that's okay to feel that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're fun to listen to.
Listen, I enjoy it. We hope you all enjoy it.
Yeah.
If you listen this far, you know, it's crazy because I never know if people actually listen to the end. I'm like,
right. Hey. And like,
say hi. You know, if you listen this far, definitely subscribe to us on our platforms. Mm-hmm. So whether you're listening on Spotify, Apple, I think Google, I think iHeartRadio, like we're like on everything to be mm-hmm. honest with you. And then, you know, we have our YouTube, we have our Instagram, we have our TikTok, all at A Young MILF Podcast.
Yes,
on everything. That's mm-hmm. where you'll find all of it. Mm-hmm. And you can find our individuals as well if you want to do that.
If you want
to follow us. I do have a bunch of people who follow, like, the podcast page and follow me on my main. Mm-hmm. But on my Instagram and YouTube, it is at Johnny Nettis. And you're probably have trouble spelling that, so I don't know. Just, you know, figure it out.
Sound it out.
I know you can do that. and my TikTok is at your fave hot milf. I might be changing it, and I'm like, I don't know, but I
Maybe
might.
You your artist name.
I know I might have to change it.
But that was iconic. It was iconic.
Yeah. Shout out to her.
Shout out to her. Your fave hot milf.
Yeah.
The iconic original.
Yeah.
Yes. But if you want to follow me, you can follow me at Rachel Anastasia on all platforms. Yeah. Simple as that. Yeah.
Yeah, guys, episode 32. We hope you enjoyed this conversation. We hope, you know, it made you think a little bit about your life, what you got going on, mm-hmm. and choose you. Choose what you need. Listen to your body, listen to your soul and your mind. Mm-hmm. It already knows what it needs. You just have to provide for it.
Always. It's okay to step out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And just go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We love y'all.
We love you guys so much. All right.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Bye-bye.